The air inside the lower levels always tasted like copper and old grease, a constant reminder that the filtration system had been failing since before I was born. I pulled my collar up against the damp chill, keeping my eyes fixed on the neon hum of the sector gate. If the transit guard looked too closely at my credentials, the whole run was over before it started. I tapped the heavy data drive hidden in my jacket pocket. 20 terabytes of stolen corporate infrastructure code, and all I had to do was walk past a man with a badge and a very short temper. Easy. Right. By the spring of 1781, the American Revolution had reached a stagnant, grueling crossroads. The Continental Treasury was entirely depleted, civilian morale had cratered, and General Washington's forces were locked in a tense, frozen perimeter around British-occupied New York. The conflict was no longer just a war of battlefield tactics. It had devolved into a brutal war of logistical attrition. Washington knew that without a massive, immediate injection of naval support and foreign capital, the revolutionary experiment would simply collapse under its own financial weight. What the high command could not yet see, however, was that a French fleet was already charting a course toward the Chesapeake, carrying the exact strategic leverage that would alter the global balance of power forever. Detective Vance leaned forward, placing both palms flat on the scarred metal table. The laminate surface was cold under his skin, but his voice remained entirely conversational. "The security logs show your access card scanned into the server room at exactly 2 a.m, Arthur. So unless your badge learned how to walk by itself, you were in that room." Arthur swallowed hard, his fingers nervously tracing the seam of his sleeve. He didn't look up. "I left my lanyard at my desk when I went to lunch. Anyone could have picked it up. You know how chaotic the department has been since the audit."
"That's a convenient narrative," Vance said, his voice dropping an octave, completely stripping away the friendly facade. "The only problem is the biometric scanner on the secondary door. That requires a fingerprint, Arthur. Yours."